on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
To find you all the winners on this Thursday. It is a double-header Thursday, racing at Bendigo today and Sportsbet Pakenham tonight. The weather conditions so far at Bendigo are fine. There is rain predicted throughout the day, so fingers crossed it doesn't come. We're on a good four. The rail is out 5 metres, and as he does each and every Thursday, Mark Hunter is here to find us all the winners. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Michael. Good, thank you.
Nice to be racing on a good track like Bendigo, the nursery of champions. What do you make of today's meeting?
I think it's pretty hard. I actually haven't got a complete standout for you, but you will hear some value tips along the way. So with the odds they'll be, you don't need to get many of them over the line to hit the front. I think tonight looks a better meeting for punting and maybe even the winner there Saturday, but today's pretty tough work.
All right, well, we'll get those at the end, which is nice for us, and we can try and get something on the way through at Bendigo. The first race is for the three-year-olds, and it is a maiden. The favourite here is at $2.70. There's Vivianne for Maddie Ellett and Simon Zara. We can scratch number two. Nice for What is at $4.20, and Jezalenko, $6. Did you play against Jezalenko? Was he before your time?
I beg your pardon, Michael, please. Come on.
Didn't he finish in the mid-80s?
No, I started 88. I don't know, he was in that grand final, which was...
Oh, hang on. I'm getting confused with Bruce Dool. Sorry. No, Jezalenko, your beauty took the mark. I was thinking Bruce Dool. Did you play against Bruce Dool?
That's even worse. What are you doing?
Bruce Dool in the mid-80s, wasn't he?
No. I don't know. Okay. I can't imagine him. No, please.
With the headband. All right, someone SMS and tell us when these guys retired. I'm sorry, Mark. You are a youthful-looking man. I thought you might have played back in those days.
Goodness me. You're off to a bad start, you. But keep getting better.
Is Mick Price's 63rd birthday today, too?
I saw Mickey's looking very healthy.
He is indeed. He's in good form. All right, who do we like in the first?
Look, I'm going to tip number 12, Vivianne. It ran first up on a soft track, loomed up, pretty much had every chance, just couldn't peg back the winner. Now it's fitter, gets back on the dry, drops to 1,000 metres. So it picks itself. It's no moral. It just does need to get a win on the board to beat number 6, Nice for What, who had every chance last time. No match towards the finish, 4 on OK. I think the first value runner here is number 10, Star of Shalar, who's massive odds. Comes through the same race as Nice for What, hit badly at the start, then got a long way back as a consequence, had no luck. Good speed here. Wouldn't shock to see it come off its back and come off their back and run well at big odds. And maybe number 4, Josie Lynn. Just getting back on top of the ground, showing speed can improve. So a few queries in the race. Number 12, the one to beat. 10, the value. I'll go 12, 6, 10 and 4.
12, 6, 10 and 4. And Bruce Dool retired in 86. So I was only 2 years off. That's not too bad.
Well, there you go. I'm older than I think.
Race number 2 is over the 1,100 metres. In this race, you can take out 12 and 16. Keeping the football theme, Kick is the favourite here at $2.20. 5 Bulls, $3.70. Prison Bars at $8.50. What do you make of this favourite first up today?
Got a chance. It's trialled quite well. It's been probably a touch disappointing today. I think they're 2 hopes, 2 and 5. I'm with number 2, 5 Bulls, who ran on well at Pakenham behind Aqua Peach, who's one of the favourites at the Valley tomorrow night. I think 5 Bulls draws wide, but you've only got the one turn from the chute. Just balance up. I think you'll see it charge down the outside and run well. Here to beat number 5, Kick. Had a few goes. Hasn't really finished its races off. It has trialled well coming into this. Drawn for a good run. Got a good hope. I'll be surprised if anything else wins. Next best, maybe number 8, Prison Bars, who ran okay last time on the soft track. And 4, Tuck Truck, who comes through the same race as 5 Bulls. Can't see how it beats that horse, but it's got a play chance. 2 hopes, 2 and 5. On with 2. 2, 5, 8 and 4.
2, 5, 8 and 4 in race number 2. Race number 3 is over 1,400 metres. In this race, we take out number 5. Rhythm is a Dancer is the favourite here at $3.30. Submerge, $3.90. And then we're out to Northern King, a first starter from the Mood Stable. He didn't mention anything this morning. Is at $6.50.
Yeah, I think this is an open race. I'll tip Submerge, who had one, it's only had the one start at Bendigo on the soft 6, got back to near last, got held up before the corner, got its head up, never really got a chance to get going, but still finished the race off quite well to run 5th. Now, gets onto the dry, you think 400 metres would suit, drawn for a good run. It's the one to beat, but there are a couple of early chances here. Number 14, Miss November, has had the two goes. I thought it was a good debut. On that run, I think it would win this race. It then failed on soft ground, went for a spell. Come back, I just wish it had trialled a bit better the other day. Seven Rhythm is a dancer. Ran well in a weak race on debut, draws wide, meet them luck. And another little value on here, number 12, Jealousart, who was run off its feet first up 1,100 metres behind Wolf Skill. That horse ran well at Sandown yesterday. Jealousart was just getting going through the line, jumps in trip and gets the blinkers on. Wouldn't shock to see it improve at big odds. So an even race, I'll go 4, 14, 7 and 12.
4, 14, 7 and 12. Submerge on top in race number 3. Race number 4 is over 2,400 metres and there are no scratchings. Chestorius is the $2.15 favourite from the Jamie Edwards stable. Talleyrand at $2.30, so not much between the top two in the market. You're out to $9.50, best of the rest. Do you see this as a two-horse race as the market does?
Yeah, I do. Look, I've been investing in Talleyrand the last two runs. It ran second at Swan Hill, it sat last, slow run race. Had to make its run early, then got out sprinted and ran well to finish second. Went to Donald where I thought it would win. It just sat 3, 4 and 5 wide the trip. It got flushed out and took off early. Hit a flat spot but still fought on quite well through the line. I'm pretty certain it'll run 2,400. I'm pretty certain the best horse in the race. That last run hasn't flattened it, then I think Talleyrand can win. To beat number 2, Chestorius, it'll go forward, get a great run. It's in good form. It's ready to win. It's the obvious danger. I think the rest are running for minor money. Number 6, 6 Degrees ran okay last time, and 5 Century Rock the same. But two chances, 7 and 2. I'll go 7, 2, 6 and 5.
7, 2, 6 and 5. Race number 5 is the first leg of the quaddie. It's over 2,400 metres. In this race, Silk Jacket from the Kamani Yard is the favourite at $3.30. Project Gutenberg, $6. Bannerton at $6. And then we're out to Royal also at $6. Who do you like here in the first leg of the quaddie?
Look, for me, it's either Royale or I don't know. You could make a case that most of them have got some chance, but I just think Royale probably wants it softer, but at least it's jumping from 16 to 24, so it should have still some zing in its legs. You think under Mick Kent's training regime, it'll be fit for the 2,400. Did make ground against a couple of decent horses last time. Meets a real bunch of plotters here, and I think Royale might be able to get over the top and win. The beat, maybe number 1 Main Court, since they've been riding it quiet, it's been going better. Big Silk Jacket, been a costly horse through the journey, had every chance last time, but fitter for that run. And 8 Irish Pardon, who's whacking away okay, getting closer to a win, has got some chance. Only horse I could back is number 5 Royale. I'll go 5, 1, 6, and 8.
5, 1, 6, and 8. You can get $6 Royale, so not a bad little each way play there. Race number 6 is a benchmark 58 over 1300. Take out 3, 13, 14, and 16. Atomic Selfie is the favourite here at $4. Rockstar Dreams, $5. Conniver is at $5.50, and then we're out to the Wrangler at $8.50. Do we need a few in this leg?
Yes, we need plenty here. Nearly ran out of ink with this apprentice race. Look, you need a bit of luck in running here, and I think I'll go with number 6, Indictment, who won really well first up on dry ground and since then has struggled on softer ground. It was ordinary last time. We're just getting back onto the dry. I'm anticipating improvement. I think number 5, Constant Flow, was okay without raving last time, but at least comes out of the 64 grade race, drops in grade. There's a good value chance, number 7, our Destrier. This horse had trialled, only had the one campaign for Kim Hahn last time and improved a lot. Trialled well coming into this campaign, kicked off on a soft track against a much harder field and was far from disgraced. I think he's got a great little value chance and down to 10 Rockstar Dreams. We'll go forward, but there's a bit of pressure up the front which might make it suspect late at 1,300 metres. Luck in running vital. I'll go 6, 5, 7 and 10.
6, 5, 7 and 10. Maybe we can trim up the third leg. This is over 1,600 metres. Take out number 4. Hard Squeeze is the $3.80 favourite. Mashinka is at $4.40. Obedience at $4.80. And then you're out to Test of Life at $5.50. So it's not a huge field, but all bar one are considered chances in this race, Mark.
Yeah, look, it's a flexi quaddie only today. There are 4 chances here, and there's not a lot between them. I'll tip number 2, Hard Squeeze, who I think it's a case of you know what you're going to get from it. It won well first up, showed a good turn of foot. It beat it. They were a very ordinary field, but at least you know what you're going to get with Hard Squeeze, so we'll put it on top to beat number 3, Obedience. It resumes. No trials here for the Kamani stable, which is not unusual. It's not a bad stayer, Obedience, and no shock to see it win first up here at the mile. 6, Test of Life. It is dead set, ready to win. It was good last time. Just got a young apprentice, needs some luck. And 8, Mashinka, who resumes. Got no weight after that 4-kilo claim, draws wide. Did trial quite well coming to this. So not a lot between them. They could all win if luck goes their way. I'll go 2, 3, 6, and 8.
2, 3, 6, and 8 in the second last. And the last of eight, we can take out 6, 7, 11, 12, 14, and 15. Prince of Machia is at $2.40. Our Free Spirit, $4.80, burning the clock at $6. How do we end the meeting at Bendigo?
Look, we're going wide, but no doubt the one to beat is Prince of Machia, who come off a break and just had no luck running fifth last time, had nowhere to go up the straight, drops to 58 grade, got the 63.5 kilos, but going to be tucked away behind the speed, just needs to get clear at the right time, and it's the one to beat, I think. Second pick, number 13, Smith Way, is huge odds. This horse was luckless two starts ago, then every chance last time, looked the winner, just got run down. At least it's got the senior rider, it's going okay, it's not far off a win. 16 Are You Listening is going okay for the Metric Stable, got some chance. And 3 Hour Free Spirit, who's trolled up well, gets a good run behind him, another winning chance in the race. So I'll go 4, 13, 16 and 3.
4, 13, 16 and 3. And good luck to young Maddie Price, who has her first race ride today on Young Duro in the last as well. So tricky day. How do we try and construct a win?
It is a tricky day. We'll make our best race 2, number 2, 5 Bulls. Make our value race 6, number 6 Indictment. The quaddy, now a lot of numbers here, so purely a flexi quaddy, whatever you can afford. First leg, 1, 5, 6 and 8. Second leg, very wide, 1, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Third leg, 2, 3, 6, 8. And come home, 1, 2, 3, 4, 13 and 16. So that's just a flexi quaddy there. Play of the day, we're going to play a daily double. If we can get a bit of value up here, this could pay well. First leg, 5, 6 and 7. Second leg, 4, 13 and 16.
Sounds good. What about tonight and on Saturday? Who do we like?
I like tonight. I like race 5, number 9, Lot of Cheeks would be my best for the day anywhere. I think it's ready to win with the blinkers on, a little quiet ride down the centre and whoosh. And each way, race 8, number 1, Spirit of Giving. I thought, well, it was a really good maiden at Moonee Valley, that horse won. Beaten by a nice horse before that. I think it's terrific each way odds in the last.
All right, I like it. Anything on Saturday so far?
Yeah, Saturday we'll go Royal Mile in that in the Easter Cup. That was what's it called, race 8?
Race 8 on Saturday. Let me just have a quick squeeze.
Eclipse? The Eclipse?
Oh, the Eclipse, yep.
Yeah, no speed in that race. I reckon it can go forward, take a spot, and be hard to run down about $6.50.
$6.50. Good on you, Mark. Good luck.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter with all of his selections. As we go to a break, get your fingers ready, because as we've been giving away tickets all week, the crowds are back at the races, which is great. And to celebrate this Friday night, Ladbrokes Friday Night Lights, we have one double pass to give away. The first person through on 1-300-652-927 will win a double pass to the Valley on Friday night.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Time to have a look at Sportsbet Pakenham tonight, where there's a few nice horses going around. I'm hoping Trav Noonan is pretty confident. How are you, Trav?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Michael. Yeah, it's a good card tonight from Pakenham with 8 races, and hopefully we can find some winners.
Rail is out 8 metres, and at the moment we're on a good 4 track, which hopefully we will be by the time the meeting kicks off tonight. Let's get stuck into it. The first race is at 5:45, and this is over 1,200 metres, and we can take out 2, 5, and 8, and this is one of the good races, two that dominate the market here. Cherry Pick, Peter Moody, was pretty buoyant at $2.30. Our Heidi, also $2.30 from the Phillips Stokes stable, dropping back in class after a run over Cup Week. And then Cape Zorro has been easy this morning out to $9, the first starter from the Michael Kent yard. So the top two in the market dominate. Do you see the race that way as well?
Yeah, certainly. Both of those fillies have performed really well in Metropolitan Grade and Our Heidi at state level. Went with Cherry Pick narrowly on top, though, from Our Heidi, who's a bit more of the fresh blood. She comes into this race first up. First preparation, she was really good. The first up run at Caulfield behind Libiamo and Zapateo was outstanding. And then just disappointed probably at 1,400 metres. Happy to forgive that. The jump outs leading into this have been quite strong, and the Moody-Nolan combo has to be respected. Our Heidi dropping back from listed grade at the obvious danger. The first up run of the Crockett was really good behind Dream Queen. And then perhaps just didn't see out the 1,400 metres last time. certainly they're the top two picks. Then I thought the 6 Jennifer Renty has jumped out well at Cranbourne and could make her presence felt at a price. And 11 YY Delilah did start hard in the market on debut and had excuses, so could bounce back. The numbers in the first 4, 7, 6, 11.
4, 7, 6, and 11 in the first. Race number two, we can scratch 1, 12, 15 and 16. Pagan is the first starter favourite from Team Hayes at $2.30. Another first starter here, Whitey Opal at $2.90 and Mountain Range at $8. So these first starters are well in commission here. Trev, what have you seen from the trials and jump outs?
Yeah, I think the first starters hold the key to this race. I've got four of them in the top four numbers, and I think the one that's impressed me the most is Righty Opal. Horse who's trained on track by Mick Duglun and Stables, going in really good form, had Kentucky Casanova win yesterday. He's booked Damien Lane for the ride on this horse on debut, so really good sign. And this horse has jumped out really nicely at Pakenham and also at Sale. I think he can put his presence forward on debut and be quite hard to beat, the 10 Righty Opal. No knock from the 9 Pagans jump out to trials from the Ben and JD Hayes stable. But obviously got a big opinion of this horse with Craig Williams coming down to ride. He looks certainly one of the main chances. 7 Mountain Ridge has also jumped out nicely at Cranbourne from the Ma Eustace stable. And 6 Door to Door recently jumped out against Rubisaki and went well. So 10, 9, 7, 6, Deep Maiden.
10, 9, 7 and 6 might be some form to come out of that maiden, race number 2 at Sportsbet Pakenham tonight. Race number 3 is over 1,600 metres. We can take out 9 and 11. Silent Charge is at $4.20. Polite Applause also $4.20. Then we're out to Buttercup Baby at $5 and Summerhill at $5.50.
Yeah, happy to be with Polite Applause here. I thought her debut run at Echuca on Melbourne Cup Day was very good. She got a long way back in that race but hit the line hard. Step Up to a Mile looks very suitable at her second start, and Mickey D getting in the saddle from barrier one. She should get a lovely run. Thought she's pretty hard to beat on the big track of Pakenham. 3 Aroha Boy has been doing some good things so far in his career. I liked his last start run at Pakenham behind Regate and back in the day. I think that's a stronger maid than what he faces here, and the Step Up to a Mile will suit that galloper. 8 Miss Milani could improve on a dry track. And then 4 Silent Charge, 10, 3, 8 and 4.
All right, that is... just repeat those numbers for me, sorry, Trev.
10, 3, 8, 4.
10, 3, 8 and 4. Race number 4 is a benchmark, 78 over 1,400 metres. Only a smallish field here, but again, it is an open race. Legionnaire, $3. Sig Positano, $3.40. Designer Chef, $3.70. Just a Dream, $7. And then you're out to Somerset Maugham at $10. And DiMaggio, $13. That's the entire field for the fourth.
Yeah, it's taken him a while to get back into the winner's stall, Legionnaire. He's only won the one race, and that was the expert plate of 2019. But, geez, knocking on the door. I thought his first up run at Flemington over Cup Week was really good behind It's Our Time and Magna Jet and the Grand Handicap. He sort of stormed home, ran fourth there over the 1,100. The step up to 1,400 metres, back away from sort of Saturday Grade and Damien Oliver on. It all sort of aligns for him, perhaps, to get back in the winner's stall tonight. So happy to be with him on top. From the 1 Designer Chef, it was a good run last time at Moorfield on the park track. He got a long way back in that race and was very strong late. Second quickest last 200 of the entire day. 4 Sig Posiano, he's a very good Pakenham horse. He has a good record here of 3 starts, 2 wins and a second. He was good first up behind Address Melbourne, certainly one of the leading players. And 6 Desta Dreamer can never be sort of forgotten at this level. 3-1-4-6.
3-1-4-6. First leg of the quaddie is race number 5. Over 1,400 metres, take out 4, 8, 15 and 16. Psychokinesis is the $2.80 favourite from Team Hayes. Lot of Cheeks, which was the tip from Mark Hunter, is at $3.40. And then Tempest Charm, $3.70. And they are the only 3 under double-figure odds.
I was really taken with the first up run of Tempest Charm at Ballarat. Beaten by, I think, a smart horse and got the style. Got a long way back in that race and really charged the line. The final 200 was quite nice. As a 2-year-old filly, she sort of tackled some stakes class races and wasn't disappointed. Damien Lane gets in the saddle tonight for Griffiths de Kock, which seems we have to really take note of. And I think she's well placed, the 11 Tempest Charm. No knock on 9 Lot of Cheeks, who's definitely done good things in her 2 starts at the races. Blinkers Go On and Johnny Allen in the saddle. 10 Psycho Kinesis was good last night at Moen, have to respect the stable. 5 Aravine, I think, can improve on its first up performance to get into the money. 11, 9, 10, 5, and 5.
11, 9, 10, and 5. Race number 6, we take out 3, 4, and 9. Our Medina, Patrick Payne, is the favourite at $3.80. That's at $3. Ice Ice Baby's at $3.80. Lila Falls is at $4. And then we're out to Pitcherin at $4.60. So they are the four runners, well in commission, under double figure odds. The other three are $12 plus in the market. Do we need the four to guarantee that leg of the quaddie?
I think we probably do, but I'm pretty confident here that the winner can come from the horse with the most upside, and that's Lal Falls. This is a very good performance last start at Pakenham when stepping up to 1,400 metres, really put away his maiden opposition and did it in real easy style when winning by 2¾ lengths. The Stokes stable absolutely fly on their home track. They got about 27% winning strike rate, and I think this horse is well-placed getting up to the mile to go back-to-back victory. One Dakian Sweet Jr., the stablemate, has to be respected. He's a Group 3 place getter in New Zealand. Last time at Bendigo, he was in an on-pace race and sort of didn't make any ground. The start prior to Moe, he was unlucky not to have won. I think he can bounce back. 7 Our Medina last start was very good here at Pakenham behind the 2 Ice Ice Baby, and they're certainly still the leading chances. 6-1, 7-2 in the 6.
6-1, 7-2 in the 6. Race number 7. Patrick Payne could have a good night tonight at Pakenham. He's got 6 by 63, the favourite here as well. No scratchings. It's at $2.25. The Billionaire, $3.80. Design Artist, $6.50. And then you're out to Jimmy Rockford at $9.
Yeah, happened to be here with Chala D'Oro at sort of an each-way price. This horse last campaign only sort of finished 2½ lengths off Maribi and then was also closed up the campaign with a good run at Sandown Lakeside. He's a very good horse first up. He's had the 3 runs first up for 2 victories. Very good horse at 1,200 metres, and he's trialled well in preparation for this. So happy to have him on top at an each-way price, the 2 Chala D'Oro. Can forgive the Billionaire last start when he pulled up with the IPH. The start prior, he was dominant, Morphaville at the 1,200. He certainly got a touch of class about him, and he can bounce back. 5-6 by 63's done nothing wrong in 2 starts, but this is definitely a step up in grade. He does look short enough at the price, but he can win. And 7 Grand Pope has jumped out well for this and shown some talent. 2-3-5-7 in the 7.
2-3-5-7 in the 7th, and the last of 8 jumps at 9:15. It's a 1,200 metre race, take out 4 and also 5. Ethica Winnie is the favourite here at $3.30. 3.60 Nazawari, and then we're out to Liberty Fire at $5. How do we come home?
Yeah, I think Danny O'Brien's Ethiquini is definitely the horse to beat in the last. She's jumped out really well in preparation for this Colac recently, and her form sort of in her first preparation suggests she's got plenty of talent, sort of finishing close up behind More Secrets and horses like Standoff, Snickerdoodle Dandy, Snapper. Does look read a lot better than a Class 1. So happy to put her on top, the 2 Ethiquini. 1 Spirit of Giving was very good winning last start at the Valley. When sort of bobbed up at a price, if he put in that sort of performance, I think he'd be very competitive. 3 Nazrari is racing in sort of better company than the Class 1 grade. He was very competitive last time behind 6 by 63. Has to be in the numbers. And 7 Pretty Little Lass. Showed good ability to her first preparation, has jumped out well. 2-1-3-7 in the last. The best bet, I think we'll get it in race number 3. Race 3, number 10, Polite Applause, getting up to 1,600 metres. Patrick Payne, horse at Pakenham. I think there's a lot of ticks for that filly. The value, race 7, number 2, Chala D'Oro. In the quaddie, race 5, we'll take 9, 10, 11. Race 6, 1, 2, 6, 7. Race 7, 2, 3, 5. And race 8, 1, 2, 3.
Good on you, Trav. What's the best over the weekend?
I think Elite Street in the Winterbottom. It's a Winnie's second Group 1. I think he's going as well as any horse in Australia across the weekend.
All right, I love your WA form. Good luck tonight and over the weekend, Trav.
Thanks, Michael.